Hi there. This is Deb Evans in I was going to say 1997. My head, Jack? I don't know where that came from.
We're going to party like it's 1997.
Oh my God, 2017 from the Houston Social Geek Radio Studio. That's the way to start the year. How are you, Jack Munson?
That's okay. You're going to be writing 1997 on your checks for the next 3 months. Jack Munson in the Kigo Chicago offices. And I would say, how you doing tonight, Deb? But it sounds like you had a really good holiday.
I had a good New Year. I have no clue where that came from, but we'll just leave it. So for my geeking out today, I've been subscribing to a magazine. Now, we all know we're all digital, and it's all about the iPads and, you know, wherever you can find your digital news. But I actually am holding a print version of a magazine that I really enjoy, and I think I've had a subscription probably 7 or 8 years. I don't know. But it's called Website Magazine. And their little tagline is the magazine for website success. Well, I'm not a website developer, but I will tell you, the magazine usually has some really cool digital news, websites, links, white papers, what's up and coming as far as like digital business planning, email insights. It really has a lot of information, and the subscription is free. So it's one of those things that I do recommend. All you have to do is go to wsm.co. It is the website magazine, and you can subscribe for free. So I would seriously advise people, you know, just check it out and get the subscription. You get it once a month. I really do look forward to receiving it every month to see what's new and what's going on in the world of the internet. Really cool.
That's a very interesting idea that it's a printed magazine about websites. Right? I mean, a little ironic, but I kind of like it. And it's free. They actually mail this thing out to you for no charge.
No charge. Wow. And when it originally came out, it was all about websites. But today, if I'm looking at this copy, this month's issue, is one of the articles is the three phases of content strategy. So they've not changed the name of the magazine, but they certainly have updated and evolved the content that's in there and why it's still relevant and why I enjoy getting it. And then inside, there's all kinds of links. Like I said, white papers and links. And you know, sometimes I've got my Geek It Out tips from, you know, the apps that they've mentioned in the magazine. So check it out. So there's
very cool
2017 first Geek It Out.
I like the idea of them evolving with, you know, what does content management mean to them from, you know, when they started the thing till now. And that's a lot of what we want to talk about tonight on this episode of Social Geek Radio as we're looking ahead at the year 2017 or 1997, whichever year you want to look at. We wanted to take a look at what's happening in social media and maybe stick our necks out a little bit and make a few predictions and just kind of get an overview of what we see happening this year in social media. So we wanted to invite a very special guest, Leanne Caruso, social media consultant to many franchise brands. How you doing, Leanne?
Hi there. Thank you.
Hi, Leanne. It's good to have you.
Thanks. I'm excited to be back in 1997.
Yeah.
I will never live that down. I don't know where that came from. Oh, well.
That's okay. You know what's playing in the background? I think it's Pearl Jam. So
only you would know what music comes from 1997. So that's fine. Good. So
all right. So let's talk 2017, and let's talk social media. What's happening? I'm going to go first with kind of a bold prediction that Facebook won't take over the internet, but it will be damn close to taking over the internet before the end of 2017. We talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago, and if you look at the latest entries into Facebook's portfolio, they're pretty much picking off everything that comes their way. Periscope, We've got Facebook Live. eBay, now we've got Facebook Marketplace. Slack, everything else, you know, doing instant messaging for work, now we've got something called Workplace. So the trend I see continuing in 2017, and you guys throw something at me if you see this going a different way, there's just nothing that Facebook isn't going to just roll over this year and take it, make it their own, make it part of the Facebook experience, and pretty much not give you any reason to need to go anywhere else on the internet or even on your phone. So that's where I see it. Any thoughts on that?
Personally, I think you're pretty spot on there. And I also feel like blogs are going to be moving to social platforms as well. People are going to do less blogging on websites, and your Facebook business page is essentially going to, you know, be the face of your business, and people are going to go there first if they don't already. So blogging and content and video, of course, we know video is going to be huge this year, but is going to come straight to Facebook and on your Facebook pages.
Yeah, I see that happening so much, or I think we saw it happen last year with the quote-unquote mainstream media news publishers, right, where, you know, you can read pretty much anything you want to read from the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post or the New York Times without ever actually going to any of their websites now. Just read it on Facebook, right?
Right.
Yeah, and then so many of our news channels, at least here in the Houston area, they're on Facebook Live all day long. So I know what's going on in the news because they, you know, their news is at 11, at noon, at 4, and at 5. But the rest of the hours, they're giving us updates, you know, via Facebook Live. So I'm watching them in my stream and finding out what's going on in the news, where it used to be you might get some of your news on Twitter. Like, oh, I heard it first on Twitter. Now it's, hey, I heard it first on Facebook. So can't disagree with you there, Jack.
So I think the turning point, and I don't know if it'll be this year or if it will be, you know, maybe 2018, but we're going to see some major brand or some major corporation that will basically say, you know what, forget our website. We're not even going to worry about the website anymore. Just go to our Facebook page, or just, you know, just follow us there. Make sure you're following us so you can get the live updates, you know, via video or whatever. And I think that could be the turning point. Like, who's going to be the first one to just say, you know, forget Coca-Cola.com or you know, whatever the company happens to be. So we'll see if that happens. Let's move along. Leanne, hit us. What do you got? What's something you see happening in social this year?
Well, just to piggyback on that real quick, I would say that one of the most important things is when people do drive traffic to that Facebook page, that they close the loop on, you know, getting the ROI for those leads. So I think that's one of the biggest trouble with driving traffic to socials, because people are having a hard time really figuring out the ROI and having trouble targeting the right people. But I think that that's getting better and better, and closing the loop on social is going to be critical this year, and people are going to be able to determine their leads, where their leads came from, and then exactly how that turned into a lead and the value of that lead. So I think that that's big for social media managers and marketers this year. And of course, moving on would be video. Live video is probably the biggest thing that we're going to see this year, and the evolution of it. You know, Snapchat really kind of paved the way there, and then Instagram immediately took on. They've kind of gone head to head. Facebook's got live video. YouTube is getting live video. So it'll be really, really interesting to see how marketers take that and grow with that this year. You know, some brands are doing it already. Some of the bigger brands are doing a really fantastic job of it. Like you said, the news stations are doing it. And I think some of the smaller brands are going to do even better at it because they're local, they're more real. But it'll really be interesting to see how that pans out.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, with the Facebook Live, as we've mentioned a couple of times now, have you guys seen the amount of commercials that Facebook and the advertising Facebook's putting towards promoting Facebook Live?
Yeah.
We really see it in our area.
And how many TV commercials did we see for any Facebook product over the past 10 years. I can think of maybe one, and I don't remember if it was sort of a special event or something, but yeah, you're right, Deb. Suddenly now Facebook is actually putting advertising dollars in traditional media to promote their media, which I think that's a turning point. I think that's definitely a corner. So, yeah. All right, more predictions, Deb.
Finish
that one, please.
With a live video that people are having to move away, that it has to be full-blown production style, that it can be more real, that you can see it from a smartphone. So I love watching people do it that way. I think consumers aren't necessarily used to it, but they're gonna have to catch on real quick. But I think that that's really cool, because that really gives you a chance to see behind the scenes, to see what the brand is really like, to see those personalities, and to really connect with the people behind the brand, as opposed to, you know, a logo and some colors and some consistent,
Totally agree. You know, and as much as the word transparency has been overused in 2016, it's so transparent when you pull out your phone and just, you know, do that live video, or, you know, you do a podcast and you accidentally say it's 1997 or whatever. So it's great. So I have a question for the two of you, and we're talking about, you know, what's going to be hot this coming year. I'm still a Twitter fan, and I'm still love to, I guess when I really like to use Twitter is when we're at live events and then we're connecting and I live tweet from the event. Is that going to be the only time that Twitter is going to be active? I'm curious what the two of you think. Are we going to be tired of it the rest of the year, or, you know, are we going to be busy still live tweeting or live broadcasting, which you can do live video via Twitter, which is actually Periscope. But what do you think? Is Twitter going away, or is it still going to, you know, hang in there for this year?
I don't know. Leanne, you jump in first.
I was gonna say, Jack, I know you have some big opinions on this, but I think that they're going to have to pivot one way or another. You know, I think Twitter fatigue will worsen. People will spend less and less time and money on Twitter, so they're going to have to make some big changes, and either people will catch on and move with it, or I don't think it's going away by any means anytime soon in 2017. But I do believe it's going to continue to decline unless they come up with something massive. But it'll be interesting, like you said, to see what they're going to do to entice people to come back.
And what are they going to do to make some money? You know, it's almost embarrassing looking at all of the other social platforms and all of the other digital spaces and, you know, the value of those places and the revenue that's coming in, and then compare it with Twitter, which it feels like everybody uses, but they make no money. So I think that's the make or break there too. And Leanne, I know what you're referring to when it comes to my opinion on Twitter. I was where you guys are with Twitter. How relevant is it going to be until 2016? And there's one guy who came along and made it relevant again, at least for now. And his name is Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
You know, this guy came out of nowhere using the one thing at his disposal that he didn't have to, you know, go through the media or even his own advisors to reach out and say something to voters. And, you know, there's not too many other ways to do that. So I think in some ways he's really brought Twitter back to prominence, at least for now. And that could fade away real quick after January. But I've got a prediction along those same lines.
Okay.
When it comes to politics, I see, and this is not a good prediction, this is not a positive prediction, but I really do see a worsening political climate in social media over the next let's just say year at this point, I think we're going to see a real shift in who's saying what, but it's not going to be any more positive than it's been during this 2016 election. You know, if you look at who's taking over as the establishment, right, in both the U.S. and throughout Europe, you're seeing, you know, the more conservative parties taking over as the establishment and the more progressive or liberal parties taking over as sort of the opposition. And that's very different than it's been for the past 8 or so years. And I think we're going to see this shift of now it's the liberal or progressive voices are going to be more prominent and more critical and more, you know, doing the watchdog stuff on the people who are now in power. So I don't think we're all going to just, you know, hold hands and sing kumbaya and everybody's going to, you know, be friends again on Facebook and Twitter and so on. I think this political climate that we've just gotten through is only going to get nastier, and I don't see a change coming up in the future. So I know that's a big bummer, but I really think it's going to get increasingly nasty this year.
I would agree with you there.
Sad.
More unfriending. More unfriending coming up in 2017.
And I think it all goes back to when social media was developed and reviews were developed and these computers and these smartphones and tablets became our communication rather than looking at a person in the eye. So I feel like people, they can say whatever they want when they go to social as opposed to, you know, once upon a time, mm-hmm. you maybe had that conversation with your husband or wife behind closed doors. And so now, you know, it's nastier. You know, there's not a person that has to look at you or have to argue with you, and people can just kind of say whatever they want to say. And so I completely agree that it's not going to get any prettier.
Yeah, it doesn't help if a lot of folks just don't have any filters. It's like, and when they don't have filters when they speak, and then when they type, it's like, oh my God, did they
write
that? Right. Yeah, I have a few friends and family that I kind of hide during certain times of the year because they have no filter. And I have a filter. I can filter them right out of my stream.
And I have a few friends and family who filter me. So we've talked a bit about Facebook, Twitter. What do we think is happening over on the LinkedIn front this coming year? Any thoughts there?
I think it'll be really interesting to see how the recent purchase by Microsoft is going to play out by the end of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're already improving or attempting to improve their user interface and their user experience. Which is one of the worst social platforms to be on. I mean, it's certainly effective by all means, but it's the user experience is not as easy as the others. So I would love to see how Microsoft is going to, you know, build this into the fold and see how it grows from there.
Yeah, you know, they have such a potential to have the ultimate CRM, right? You know, with the power of Microsoft and all of the data and connections and conversations that have happened on LinkedIn over the past decade, put that together. And, you know, really, who needs a separate CRM than that? If that was
right.
Really running at peak efficiency, I think that's where we would spend most of our business day, right?
Right. And now that Facebook is introducing the new job tab, you know, I think that's really going to be a shift on how people look at things. But I'm hoping that what the Facebook job thing does is I assume what's going to happen is it's going to get rid of things like Monster and Career Builder and those types of
mm-hmm.
software or
right.
websites. But I don't think that it's going to get rid of LinkedIn. You know, it's just a matter of your social networking views. You know, LinkedIn is a professional networking and Facebook is more, you know, kind of like in your living room. So it'll be interesting to see how those two affect each other. But I do think the recent purchase of Microsoft is really going to be a positive thing for LinkedIn. I mean, they do have a lot of opportunity there. So I'd like to see how that plays out.
Excellent.
intentions are.
I think we've got time for maybe one more. Let's talk a little bit about where we see Instagram, Snapchat, or any other any of the other platforms going. Any thoughts there, Leanne?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, Snapchat and Instagram kind of, you know, went head-to-head in 2016. Snap, well, now it's Snap. So mm-hmm. Snap, I feel like, is going to go more to product development, and Instagram is going to keep growing with kind of Snap's original intention. And, you know, it's got Facebook behind it, so there's no reason why it won't just continue to be a powerhouse. I know that we'll see more and more video filters as far as mainstream, and I think that disappearing content is going to become more and more mainstream, because I think that people actually really like it, and that's one of the benefits of Snapchat, is that it doesn't have to be there forever, you know, and I think that that's where people build a wall when they do live video or they do live casting, you know, like, oh, this is going to be on my Facebook page forever, but if you do it on Snapchat, you know, it's only there for 24 hours, so I think that disappearing video or disappearing content is you're going to start to see more and more of that.
You know, I agree with that, but don't you think with Instagram and the ability for, let's say, anybody that sells a product, you know, whether it's food or fashion, things like that, I see Instagram really growing strong with their groups and their ambassadors of their brands, because they get to visually see, you know, the products that they offer. So I see.
I do think that it'll become huge for retail.
Got
and,
it.
And selling, social selling.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is very exciting.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I tend to go to my Instagram feed for some of the franchise brands that I love, like Mode is one of them, where they're posting, you know, pictures of their fashions that are coming out. It's like, oh, I really like that. Now, a lot of times what I'll see it on Instagram, and I know that it's been shared to Facebook. So I know I'm going to find it on one platform or the other. But yeah, I think that the Instagram videos and the Snapchat videos that disappear is certainly something that users really do like it right now. So very cool stuff. It's going to be a great,
yeah.
I think it's going to be a great year in the digital world as well as franchising. I see both of these it's positive, you know, it's
yeah.
Things are looking up, and
it gives
us hope, and it's something exciting to look forward to this year.
Absolutely.
Right.
I very much agree with
I'm
that.
I'm excited because people are actually really considering social as or having to consider and validating that social is such a huge part of their marketing
yes!
efforts now.
Finally.
Way back when we all started, we tried to get people to buy in, and it's almost impossible. And so now I love that it's part of marketing budgets, and that makes it really exciting for me.
Maybe last year was the last year that we heard anyone say, well, wait a minute, isn't social media supposed to be free?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We can only hope. Leanne Caruso, thanks for joining us on Social Geek Radio tonight. If anyone would like to continue the conversation with you or catch up with you or maybe pick your brain a little bit on something, what's the best place for them to reach you? Is it LinkedIn? Is it Twitter? Where would you like to send folks?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter. I'm still hanging on Twitter until I get really tired of it. It's at Hello Leanne. And my name is actually spelled LIANE, so at Hello Leanne. And then on my LinkedIn profile, you can find me there. It's Leanne Caruso. I'd love to connect. And thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.